Lord, we just thank you that we can be here in your presence, Lord.
Ďakujeme ti, Pane, že môžeme tu byť v tvojej prítomnosti.
Lord, that this time is just about you.
A že tento čas je o tebe, iba o tebe.
Lord, and we just thank you that you invite us into your presence, Lord.
Ďakujeme ti, Pane, že nás pozývaš do tvojej prítomnosti.
Lord, that we can call this place home.
A že môžeme toto miesto volať svojim domovom.
Lord, that we can rest in you.
A že môžeme si v tebe oddychnúť.
Lord, we can be with you.
Môžeme byť s tebou.
Lord, and we just give you this time. We pray for the kids. It seems like they're having some problems here, Lord.
Pane, využijeme tento čas a pomôžme sa za deti.
And Lord, we just ask you would be with them there.
A prosíme ťa, aby si bol s nimi, aby si ukludnil.
In your great name. Amen.
V tvojom veľkom mene. Amen.
Okay. Good. We've been studying through the book of Genesis.
Študujeme, ideme cez prvú knihu Mojžišovu.
We've went extensively through the life of Abraham.
A sme strávili veľa času v živote Abrahama.
We spent a good amount of time on Isaac.
A veľa času sme sa venovali Izákovi.
And now we're like going fast track through Jacob. We're going really fast through Jacob.
A teraz máme takú rýchly pohľad na Jakoba.
And last week we talked about this idea of why Jacob.
A minulý týždeň sme hovorili o tom, že prečo Jakob.
You know, because God had selected Jacob before he was even born as having the special place in his plan.
Lebo Boh si vybral Jakoba ešte predtým, ako sa narodil, aby mal špeciálne miesto v jeho pláne.
And we saw that last week from this, that God has the right to choose what he wants to do.
A my sme hovorili o tom, že Boh má právo si vybrať, čo chce robiť.
And he's got a plan that's much, much bigger than our plans.
A on má plány, ktoré sú oveľa, oveľa väčšie ako naše plány.
And we have just a glimpse of what he's doing.
A my môžeme to len tak zahliadnúť nakrátko, čo on vlastne robí.
But we also saw that Paul told this to us in the book of Acts.
Ale my vidíme, že nám to Pavol hovorí v knihe Skutkov.
That even though we don't have the details of the plan, we know what the result of the plan is.
Že aj keď nemáme detaily toho plánu, vidíme, aké sú výsledky toho plánu.
And that is that many people would come to him.
A to je to, že aby veľa ľudí prišlo k nemu.
Because he's right here.
Lebo on je práve tu.
He's near.
On je blízko.
He's not far away.
Nie je ďaleko.
But we just don't have this eyes to see it.
Ale my nemáme oči, aby sme to videli.
But he's got a plan that he wants to unfold in front of our eyes.
Ale on má plán, aby a chce ho tak rozbaliť pred nami.
We also saw that God chose Jacob because God saw his heart.
A videli sme, že Boh si vybral Jakoba, lebo videl, aké má srdce.
Not his heart at the moment.
Nie je to srdce, aké mal práve v tej chvíli.
Because he was a total creep. He was a bad guy.
Lebo on bol úplný uchylák.
You know, but God saw how he would respond to him in the future.
Bol zlý, ale Boh videl, ako bude na ňoho, bude reagovať na ňoho v budúcnosti.
And now this week what we're going to do is we're going to look at this journey that Jacob takes to finding himself.
A budem teraz sa pozrieme na to, akú cestu by ako prešiel, aby sa našiel sám seba.
This process of self-discovery.
Ten celý proces o sebaobjavovania.
And I think everyone does this at some point in their life.
A každý tým asi prechádza vo svojom živote niekedy v určitom bode.
You know, maybe you do it multiple times.
Možno niekoľkokrát.
Where you just want to know, who am I, really?
Chcem te vedieť, že kto som vlastne.
What I really want out of life.
Čo skutočne chcem od toho života.
Yeah. Where am I going?
Kam idem?
You know, and I googled this.
A ja som si to vygooglil.
And it seems like there's people from all spectrums of life, you know, who are asking these three basic questions of who am I, where am I going, what I want.
A sú to ľudia z rôzneho spektra života, ktorí sa pýtajú tie základné tri otázky. Kto som, kam idem a čo tu robím?
And we see from last week that Jacob, you know, who he is, he's just a total loser, right?
A my včera sme sa, minulý týždeň sme sa pozerali na Jakoba, že on je úplný loser.
You know, he totally disrespects his family.
Úplne nerespektuje svoju rodinu.
He burns all the bridges of the most important relationships he's got.
A spáli všetky mosty svojich základných vzťahov, ktoré má.
What does he want? He wants everything.
Čo on chce vlastne? Chce všetko.
What's he get? He gets nothing.
A čo dostane? Dostane absolútne nič.
Except a blessing and that his brother's going to kill him for.
A dostane to požehnanie, za ktorého jeho brat ide zabiť.
You know, and where is he going? He's He's going nowhere. He's running away from home.
A kde ide? On ide nikde. On uteká z domu.
Now Jesus talked about this idea of finding yourself.
A Ježiš hovoril o tomto, o tejto myšlienke, o nájdení sami seba.
Let's go to this next. So, here's some pictures.
Tu sú nejaké obrázky.
There's a lot of different images that might reflect what's this idea of finding yourself.
Tu sú rôzne obrázky toho, keď môže byť tá myšlienka o tom nájdení samého seba.
There's a lot of opinions out there how to find yourself.
Je veľa na to názorov, ako nájsť samého seba.
Wikipedia's got 13 steps how to find yourself.
Wikipedia menuje 13 bodov o tom, ako nájsť samého seba.
You can find anything on the internet.
Všetko môžete nájsť na nete.
Okay, but Jesus talks about finding yourself.
A Ježiš tiež hovoril o tom nájdení
samého seba. Next slide. And he says this.
A hovorí toto.
This is in Luke chapter 9, verses 24 to 25.
Toto je v Lukášovi 9, 24-25.
It says, for whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it if someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self or his very soul?
Slováci si to môžete prečítať.
Okay, yeah, good. What we're going to do is, if I read it in English...
Budeme to takto robiť, že keď on to prečíta po anglicky.
We won't read it in Slovak.
Už to neviem po slovensky.
And sometimes Donka's gonna read. Okay, we're gonna switch back and forth.
Takže si to budeme vymieňať.
So Jesus's whole formula.
Tak Pán Ježiš nám tu dáva takú formulu.
For being someone.
Ako sa stať niekým.
For finding your life.
Aby si našli svoj život.
Is to completely lose it.
Ho musíte úplne stratiť.
Right? And it says that what good is it to gain everything if you lose yourself.
Čo sa nám to vyplatí stratiť, teda získať všetko, keď stratíme sami seba?
In my work I have quite a few clients who are very wealthy.
V mojej práci mám niekoľko klientov, ktorí sú veľmi bohatí.
They have gained the whole world.
Oni získali celý svet.
They have everything you want.
Všetko, čo chcete, tak oni majú.
They can buy, have everything they want and buy you everything you want and they'll still be wealthy.
Oni majú všetko, čo chcú a môžu vám kúpiť všetko, čo vy chcete a ešte budú stále bohatí.
And some of them have lost their very self.
A stratili samých seba.
But I want to tell you there's a secret, there's a dirty secret here.
Ale mám poviem také špinavé tajomstvo.
You know, Jesus doesn't say wealth is what results in losing your soul.
Pán Ježiš nepovedal, že to keď stratíme sami seba, získame bohatstvo.
It's the gaining of it.
Ale je to získanie.
It's the running after things.
Je to behanie za tým všetkým.
And all of us run after things.
A my všetci beháme za tými vecami.
All of us are trying to gain our little piece of the world.
A všetci sa snažíme získať taký kúsok z toho sveta.
And Jesus says, you gotta just throw it all away and focus on me.
A Pán Ježiš povedal, to musíš všetko zahodiť a iba sa sústrediť na mňa.
Now that doesn't mean you throw your house away and your car away and all these things that you...
Okay. Neznamená, že teraz zahodíte svoj dom, svoje auto, ale...
What it means is that you love Jesus more than all these other things.
Ale že viete milovať Pána Ježiša viac ako všetky tieto veci.
So what's this got to do with Jacob?
Čo to má spoločné s tým Jakobom?
Okay. We will see that right now Jacob is running after everything.
Raz uvidíme, že Jakob sa tak naháňa za všetkým týmto, za všetkými vecami.
Everything but God.
Za všetkým, len nie za Bohom.
Remember last week when Jacob stole the blessing and the birthright from his brother?
Pamätáte si, že minule sme hovorili o tom, že Jakob ukradol to prvorodenstvo od svojho brata.
And his father, who thinks he's Esau, says, how did you get this, you know, this stew ready so quick?
A jeho otec celý popletený sa pýta, že ako si pripravil ten guláš tak rýchlo?
And Jacob says, the Lord your God helped me.
Ale Boh, tvoj Boh mi pomohol.
He didn't say the Lord my God. He said the Lord your God help me.
Povedal, Pán, tvoj Boh mi pomohol, nie môj Boh, tvoj Boh.
And as we go through this story, you will never see once that Jacob claims God as his God.
A keď pojeme cez tento príbeh, uvidíme, že Jakob nikdy nenazýva Boha svojim Bohom.
So if you've grown up in a Christian home,
tak ak ste vyrastli v kresťanskom dome,
a godly home like Jacob did?
V takom bohabojnom domove, dome ako Jakob.
You know, Jacob, he had a lot of spiritual heritage, right? He had Abraham and Isaac.
On mal veľký vlastne duchovný základ Jakoba Abrahama. Izáka Abrahama.
He had seen and heard of the power of God.
On videl aj počul o moci Božej.
But God was not his God.
Ale Boh nebol jeho Boh.
And maybe you have had that experience.
A možno aj vy ste mali takú skúsenosť.
I've had that experience.
Ja som takú mal skúsenosť.
I grew up literally in the church.
Ja som vyrastol doslovne v zbore.
Okay. The existence that my kids have is exactly how I grew up.
Taký život, ako majú moje deti, tak som aj ja mal.
We always had to come to church early to help set up and do all these things.
Vždy sme museli byť prvý zbor a všetko pomôcť, upratať, pripraviť.
I remember sitting through countless worship practices, bored out of my mind.
Som taký znudený, sedel na všetkých tých prípravách, chvál, na cvičovaní.
You know, I grew up with Jesus all around me.
A ja som vyrastol s Ježišom všade okolo mňa.
But it wasn't until I was like 18 that I realized that God is my God.
Ale až keď som bol taký 18 ročný, tak som si uvedomil, že Boh je môj Boh.
So it's very, very different to grow up around God and to claim him as your own.
Je tam veľký rozdiel, že žiť pri Bohu alebo tak, že okolo Boha, ale ho volať svojím Bohom.
Okay, so we're going to go look at this journey that Jacob takes.
A teraz sa pozrieme na tú cestu, ako podnikne Jakob.
And like every good journey, you got a start and you got a goal.
Ako každá dobrá cesta má aj začiatok a koniec, aj taký cieľ.
And everyone's got expectations of what you're going to do on this journey.
A všetci majú také nejaké očakávania, že čo bude na tej ceste.
And let's just look at the next slide. This is the beginning of the story.
Tu je začiatok toho príbehu.
And I'll read it in English and Slovak speakers, please follow along.
Ja to teraz prečítam po anglicky a Slováci si to, alebo Slovak, po slovensky hovoriaci si to pozrite.
Okay, so verses 1 through 5.
Od 1 po 5.
And this is Isaac, his father's intentions for him or expectations for him.
Toto sú očakávania jeho otca Izáka od neho.
Because he needs to leave town because his brother's going to kill him.
On musí odísť z mesta, lebo jeho brat ho zabije.
And so it goes like this. So Isaac called for Jacob and blessed him and commanded him, "Do not marry a Canaanite woman. Go at once to Padan Aram, to the house of your mother's father, Ruthel. Take a wife for yourself there and go among the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty, or El Shaddai, bless you and make you fruitful and increase your numbers until you become a community of people. May he give you and your descendants the blessing given to Abraham, so that you may take possession of the land where you now live as an alien, the land God gave to Abraham." Then Isaac sent Jacob on his way, and he went to Padan Aram, to Laban, son of Ruthel the Aramean, the brother of Rebekah, who was the mother of Jacob and Esau. Okay, good. So, we see here very clearly, Isaac's got an intention or expectations for his son.
Isaac má nejaké očakávanie pre svojho syna.
Says, get out of here, marry someone in the family.
Vypadni odtiaľto a zober si niekoho z rodiny.
You know, God will bless you.
Boh ťa požehná.
He's going to make a nation out of you.
Urobí z teba národ.
And he's going to give you this land that you live as an alien in.
A dá ti túto zem, v ktorej teraz iba pohostíš ako cudzinec.
And this is Jacob's game plan.
A toto je jeho plán hry.
We see that God has a different expectation.
Ale vidíme, že Boh má úplne iné očakávanie.
And we see it in the next few verses, well, next slide.
A vidíme ďalší.
If we jump to verses 10 and 15.
Keď preskočíme do verše 10 až 15.
And if you can read that.
Takže toto ja teraz prečítam. Asi to bude trošku iný preklad ako ten, čo tam je. Lebo mám rohačku.
Rohačka? Complicated. But good. It's the best.
A Jakob vyšiel z Beršeby a išiel do Harana. A nadišiel na nejaké miesto a nocoval tam. Pretože bolo slnce zapadlo. A vzal z kameňov, ktoré boli na mieste a položil si pod hlavu a lahol si na tom mieste spať. A snívalo sa mu, že hla rebrík bol postavený na zem, ktorého vrch dosahoval do neba. A hla anieli Boží vystupovali a zostupovali po ňom. A hla Hospodin stál nad ním a riekol: Ja som Hospodin, Boh Abraháma, tvojho otca, a Boh Izáka, zem, na ktorej ležíš, dám tebe a tvojmu semenu. A tvojho semena bude ako prachu zeme a rozmôžeš sa na západ k moru i na východ a na semer i na juh a požehnané budú v tebe všetky čelade zeme a v tvojom semene. A hľa, ja som s tebou a budem ťa chrániť všade, kamkoľvek pôjdeš, a navrátim ťa do tejto zeme, lebo ťa neopustím, dokiaľ nevykonám toho, čo som ti hovoril.
So he's on his way, Jacob's on his way and he has this really powerful spiritual experience.
Takže Boh Jakob je na svojej ceste a má teraz veľmi taký duchovný zážitok.
I mean, what would you do if you wake up and you're in the middle of the wilderness and you got a big rock underneath your head?
Čo by ste robili, keby ste zobudili niekde v divočine, máte pod hlavou kameň?
And all of a sudden you see this stairway or this ladder and you see these angels going up and down this thing.
A vy ste zraz videli tento rebrík a anielov zostupujúcich a vystupujúcich po ňom hore dole?
You know, and these are not little cherubs, okay?
To nie sú takí malí cherubíni.
You know, these are like warriors with wings, okay?
To sú veľkí bojovníci s krídlami.
You know, I mean, this is the army of the Lord.
Toto je tá armáda Božia.
You know, powerful experience.
No, veľmi silný zážitok.
And God speaks in this experience.
A Boh ešte aj hovorí v tom cez tento zážitok.
And he kind of lays out his game plan for Jacob.
A on tu teraz rozloží ten svoj plán hry pre Jakoba.
And he starts out saying, you know, I am God, i.e. you are not, okay? I am God. I'm the one who calls the shots.
Ja som Boh. Ja som ten, ktorý určuje pravidla.
You know, I'm going to give you a land.
Ja ti dám zem.
I'm going to make you a great people.
Ja ťa spravím veľkým národom.
I'm going to bless you so that everyone else can be blessed.
Ja ťa požehnám tak, aby všetci ostatní mohli byť požehnaní.
My presence is going to be with you.
Moja prítomnosť bude s tebou.
My protection is going to be on you.
Moja ochrana bude na tebe.
And I'm going to lead you around so that all those promises get fulfilled.
A ja ťa budem vodiť dookola, aby sa všetky tie zasľúbenia stali.
Sounds like a good game plan.
To sa mi ako taký dobrý plán hry sa mi to zdá.
Sounds like God the Father has a much better plan than God Isaac. Or Father Isaac, excuse me.
To sa mi zdá ako taký oveľa lepší plán, ako, že Boh Otec má lepší plán ako Otec Izak.
Right? God's got a much bigger plan.
Boh má ešte väčší plán.
But if you look in verses 20 through 22,
ale ak sa pozrieme do veršov 20 až 22,
we don't have a slide for this.
Nemáme na to slide.
We see how Jacob responds to this.
A teraz sa pozrieme, ako na to reaguje Jakob.
And at first he basically takes that rock pillow up.
A teraz postaví ten kameň, ktorý mal pod hlavou.
Kind of makes a marker.
Urobí taký, akože taký znak, čo je to takto, landmark.
And he calls and says, this is Bethel.
Toto je Bethel.
This is the house of God.
Toto je Boží dom.
And then he says to God.
A povie Bohu.
Verse 20
to 22. Od 20 do 22.
And then Jacob made a vow saying, if God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I am taking and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear so that I will return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God. And this stone I have set up as a pillar will be God's house, and all that you give me I will give a tenth. Okay. Uh-huh. What was Jacob's expectations?
Čo boli Jakubove očakávanie?
He didn't say, okay, God, give me everything that you want to give me.
Nepovedal, že Bože, daj mi všetko, čo mi chceš dať.
Says, be around me.
Povedal, buď so mnou.
Watch my back.
Stráž ma od chrbta.
Give me some food.
Daj mi nejaké jedlo.
Give me some clothing.
Daj mi nejaké oblečenie.
And if you do all that,
a keď mi dáš všetko toto,
then at the end I will call you my God.
A nakoniec ja budem volať môj Boh.
And I'll give you a tenth of what you give me.
A ešte ti dám aj desatinu.
Because I'm so generous.
Lebo ja som taký štedrý.
Okay? Don't we do that with God?
Nerobíme my toto s Bohom?
God wants to offer us so much.
Boh nám chce toľko toho ponúknuť.
But we say, you know, just give me these things.
A my povieme, ale vieš, daj mi iba tieto veci.
And you look at his attitude, Jacob's attitude.
A my sa pozrieme teraz na Jakobov prístup k tomu.
He says, if you do these things.
Povie, že keď budeš robiť tieto veci.
If you make some conditions with God.
A si urobí nejaké podmienky s Bohom.
You know, if you do these things.
Ak budeš tieto veci robiť.
Someone did that to Jesus once.
Niekto toto robil s Ježišom.
Says, if you can heal so and so.
Ak toto uzdravíš, tohto a tohto.
And Jesus took that guy approach him real quick. He took care of him real quick.
A on sa toho nemalmi rýchlo postaral o toto.
He said, if?
Že ak?
You don't think I can do this?
Ty si nemyslíš, že ja to môžem urobiť?
You want to see me do this?
Ty to chceš vidieť, aby som to urobil?
You know? And the guy said, no, please help my unbelief.
Nie, nie, prosím, pomôž mojej nevere.
Jacob says, if you can do this.
A ale ako povedal, ak toto urobíš?
Come with me.
Poď so mnou.
He didn't say, God, I'll follow you. He said, no, God, you come with me.
Nepovedal, že budem ťa nasledovať, povedal, že ty poď so mnou.
On my journey.
Na mojej ceste.
My plan.
V mojom pláne.
Because I'm going to be someone in the end.
Lebo ja niekým budem nakoniec.
And we do that all the time with God, right?
My to furt robíme s Bohom.
But God actually doesn't, it's the other way around, right?
A je to úplne naopak, že?
God wants to make something out of you.
On Boh chce niečo z nás vyrobiť.
He wants to do it.
On to chce urobiť.
It has very, very little to you, to do with you other than just going with it.
Má to veľmi málo s nami čo spoločné, len aby sme s tým súhlasili a išli s tým.
Look at the next slide. I just have a question. Whose expectations will we live by?
Podľa ktorých očakávaní budeme žiť?
Will we follow the expectations of our family or those around us?
Budeme ponasledovať očakávanie našej rodiny alebo tých, ktorí sú okolo nás?
Will we follow our faulty expectations?
Budeme naše zlé, chybné očakávania naplňať?
Of what we should get out in life?
A o tom, čo máme dostať zo života?
Or will we go with what God has for us?
Alebo pôjdeme s tým, čo Boh má pre nás?
Paul said this to the church in Corinth.
A Pavol hovorí toto Korinťanom.
He's quoting Isaiah.
On cituje Izaiáša.
Says, no eye has seen.
Ani oko nevidelo.
No ears heard.
Ani ucho nepočulo.
No mind has even imagined or conceived.
Ani na žiadnu myseľ neprišlo.
What God has planned for those who love him.
Čo Boh naplánoval pre tých, ktorí ho milujú.
God's plans for us, those who love him, are so much bigger than whatever you could come up with.
Božie plány pre nás sú úplne oveľa väčšie, čo ako si len nevieme len predstaviť. Čo by sme sa vedeli predstaviť?
Whose plan are you going to go with?
Aký plán teda pôjdeme?
We'll see that Jacob went with his own.
Vidíme, že Jakub išiel podľa svojho plánu.
He was stupid.
On bol sprostý.
Okay, we're going to look at the next three chapters, 29, 30, and 31, like super fast.
Tak super rýchlo prebehneme cez 29, 30, 31.
All scriptures God breathed and useful for lots of things.
Všetko slovo Božie je Bohom vdychnuté a použiteľné na veľa vecí.
But if you want to go verse by verse, do it at home tonight, okay?
Ale ak chcete ísť verš za veršom, tak choďte to, teda urobte to dneska večer doma.
We can talk about it after the service.
Potom po zhromaždení sa o tom môžeme porozprávať.
Okay, let's go to the next slide. So.
Tak.
Genesis 29. The tricker or the trickster gets tricked.
Ten čo chcel vyrábať triky, tak ho niekto pretrikoval.
And we're just going to briefly read. Yeah. The con artist gets conned.
Yeah.
Okay,
to
yeah.
Bolo ešte lepšie. That was even better.
Even better.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jacob goes on his journey.
Tak Jakub ide na svoju cestu, výpravu.
Verse 1 tells us that Jacob continued his journey.
A prvý verš nám hovorí, že Jakub pokračoval svojej ceste.
We see he gets to the land.
Príde do zeme.
There's a bunch of shepherds and a bunch of sheep.
A je tam veľa pastierov a veľa oviec.
And one really good looking woman in amongst them named Rachel.
A medzi nimi pekná žena, volá sa Rachel.
And we find out that God orchestrates his journey and he actually ends up in the community where his uncle Laban is, the very guy that he's supposed to go to.
A vidíme, že Boh tak orchestruje tu jeho, riadi tu jeho cestu a Jakob sa predsa ocitne tam u tej svojej rodiny, kam mal vôbec ísť.
And verse 13 tells us, as soon as Laban heard the news about Jacob, his sister's son, he hurried to meet him.
A keď Laban počul o tom, že Jakub tam prišiel, tak že vlastne jeho synovec, syn jeho sestry, tak sa ponáhľal ho privítať.
Remember last time someone from Abraham's family went to visit Laban?
Pamätáte, že naposledy, keď niekto z Abrahamovej rodiny prišiel navštíviť Lábana?
Remember that servant that went to go get Rebecca?
Ten sluha, čo prišiel a zobral Rebeku?
He had 10 camels with a bunch of treasures on it, right?
Mal 10, mal 10 ťav a na tom kopec pokladu.
And we remember and from the previous story when Laban heard about the treasures, he was quick to greet them.
A keď je pozal o tom dopočul Laban, že o tom všetkom poklade, tak ho rýchlo sa ponáhľal privítať.
He's a guy who understands the bottom line, right?
Veľmi rozumie tej základnej čiare, tým podstatné.
And he goes there and he greets Jacob.
A on rýchlo beží a privíta Jakoba.
And in verse 16 we say, now Laban had two daughters. The start of a problem.
Vo verši 16 vidíme, že on mal dve dcery, tu začína ten problém.
And the name of the older was Leah and the name of the younger was Rachel. And in verse 18, Jacob was in love with Rachel.
A mal, teda tá staršia sa volala Lea, tá mladšia sa volala Rachel a vo verši 18, alebo tak nejak, vidíme, že Jakob sa zamiloval do Rachel.
And then in verse 20 we see that Jacob served Rachel to get married to her for 7 years.
A vidíme, že 7 rokov slúžil Jakob, aby sa mohol oženiť s tou Rachel.
And the Bible tells us it said it went by like this because he was totally in love, madly in love with this girl.
A že to prešlo úplne takto, lebo bol tak zamilovaný do nej.
So in verse 22 we see that Laban, it was time to get married, he collects everyone and he has a great feast.
A tak vidíme, že vo verši 22 prešlo 7 rokov, Laban vystrojil hostinu a aby sa teda zobrali Jakob z Rachel.
And if you know the story,
a keď viete ten príbeh,
they have this great wedding.
Majú tú veľkú svadbu.
It's romantic.
Taká romantická
svadba. Perfect,
svadba,
right?
Perfectná,
it's a perfect wedding.
Dokonala.
Until the morning after, right?
Až do rána nasledujúceho.
Where he realizes, this isn't Rachel.
Že to nebola Rachel.
You know, you turn over like, who are you?
A sa otočí, že to si kto?
You can even have that when you're married to the wife. Your wife.
Ja to môžete mať, keď si zoberete svoju vlastnú ženu.
Right? When all... Who are you?
Si kto?
You know, and Jacob goes and says, you tricked me, Laban.
A bežal za tým Laban a hovorí, že ty si ma prekabátil, Laban.
Right? And Laban taught Jacob a very good lesson about the birthright, right?
A Laban teraz naučil veľmi dobrú lekciu o tom, ako on ukradol to prvorodenstvo.
Because Laban had given his older son Leah to him.
Lebo on mu dal tú staršiu dceru Leu.
He says, hey, this is how we do it around here.
Ale vieš čo, takto my tu robíme, povedal.
First daughter's gotta get married.
No, staršie sa musí skôr vydať.
And Jacob learned a tough lesson about the birthright.
A teraz sa Jakob naučil tvrdú lekciu o tom prvorodenstve.
He didn't care about it when it came to him and his brother.
Ale on sa na to kašľal, keď išlo jeho a jeho brata.
And all of a sudden now it's real important.
A teraz raz je to strašne dôležité.
And so he works for another 7 years for Rachel.
A teraz ešte 7 rokov pracuje na Rachel.
But there's a problem we see at the end in verse 30.
A v 30. verši vidíme ešte ďalší problém.
Says his love for Rachel was greater than his love for Leah, and when the Lord saw that Leah was not loved, he enabled her to conceive, but Rachel remained childless.
A videl, Boh videl, že Jakob oveľa viac miloval tú Rachel ako tú Leu, a preto otvoril lono Lei, ale Rachel zostala bezdetná.
So Jacob locked into 14 years of service to his father-in-law.
A on je vlastne teraz taký zaseknutý v 14-ročnej službe tomu svojemu strikovi.
He's got two wives.
Má dve ženy.
One he didn't really want.
Jednu, ktorú ani nechcel.
And I'm sure she knew it.
A ona to aj vedela určite.
Right? And the one he likes can't produce him any kids.
A jedna tú, ktorú má veľmi rád, ale žiadne deti mu nerodí.
He's not really becoming the man he wanted to be.
Nestáva sa naozaj takým tým mužom, akým chcel naozaj byť.
This wasn't the future he set out for.
Toto si ňou nenaplánoval takto.
Let's look at the next chapter.
Pozrime na ďalšiu kapitolu.
Kind of for flying through the...
So
next slide. Genesis 3 is our arms race.
Takže...
Cold War arms race, where you're kind of trying to.
Zápas zbraní, kto má väčšie zbranie.
And I'm just going to sum it up real quick without reading everything.
To iba tak zhrniem, aby si nemusel všetko čítať.
Basically, Rachel's like getting really angry. She's like, I can't have kids and it's your fault, Jacob.
A Rachel sa už je naozaj veľmi naštvatá a hovorí, že Jakob, to je všetko tvoja chyba, že ja nemôžem mať deti.
Give me kids or I will die.
Daj mi deti, lebo inak zomrem.
And Jacob's like, who made me God?
A myslím, že kto mňa urobil Bohom?
It's not my fault.
To nie je moja chyba.
You know, your sister's having kids.
Tvoja sestra má deti.
You know, and we see that these two sisters...
A tak vidíme, že tieto dve sestry
are having this who can have more kids competition.
A tak vidíme, že tieto dve sestry majú, že ktorá porodí viac detí zápas.
And it's all about having one up on the other.
A je to vždycky majú o jedno viac ako tá predošla.
And these kids are like bullets in guns, you know, and they're shooting them at each other.
A tieto deti to sú ako také guľky, ktoré tie ženské po sebe strieľajú.
And if you go through the names, you'll see that all their names reflect this battle that's going on between these competing wives.
A keď vidíte tie mená, aké im dávajú, tak vidíte, že to je proste reprezentuje ten boj, ktorý tie ženy medzi sebou majú.
You think Jacob's got a happy family life?
Myslíte, že Jakob má šťastný rodinný život?
Totally sucks, right? It's just terrible.
To nie je strašné.
Right? These wives are so catty, so fighting each other. And I'm sure the kids are the same way.
Tieto ženské sa furlen hádajú a deti sú asi také isté.
And Jacob gets to this point where he's just fed up with the whole thing.
A Jakob sa dostáva do bodu, keď už je z toho úplne otravený.
14 years later, he's just totally fed up with this.
Už je úplne presytený 14 rokov tohto.
And we see in verse 25 that Jacob gets to Laban and he says, send me away, get me out of here.
Vo verši 25 vidíme, že Jakob prichádza k tomu Labanu a hovorí, že prepusti ma odtiaľto, chcem ísť preč.
I want to go home.
Chcem ísť domov.
You know, my brother wants to kill me, but it's better than this.
Brat ma chce zabiť, ale to je lepšie ako toto.
I want to go home.
Chcem ísť domov.
You know, and Laban, he ends up being a good guy. He says, what can I do for you?
A Laban sa stáva ako dobrý chlapík teraz, že čo pre teba môžem urobiť?
But actually, he's a smart businessman.
Ale on je dobrý obchodník, podnikateľ.
And he knows that he's been blessed under Jacob's service, because Jacob's taking care of all his flocks.
Ale on vie, že on bol požehnaný tým, že mu tam Jakob slúžil, a že, lebo sa mu Jakob staral o všetky jeho... stáda.
Okay, so Jacob says, well, okay, let's do this. Let me take all the defective animals, the spotted ones and the streaked ones and the striped ones.
A Jakob mu ešte navrhne, že daj mi všetky také tie defektné, tie, čo sú flákaté a prúškaté, nečistne, nepekné.
And that'll be my wages. That's what I'm going to take.
To bude moja pláca, to je to, čo by som si mohol zobrať.
Laban thinks, hey, this is a good bottom line, this is a good deal, okay, good. Take care of my stuff and you can keep all the messed up ones.
Toto je dobrý plán, mi páči. Zober si všetky tie špatné a si nechám tie pekné.
And we see that, that for the next 6 years, Jacob is serving Laban, but he's stealing from Laban.
A vidíme, že nasledujúcich 6 rokov Jakob slúži Labanovi, ale kradne od neho.
You know, here in Slovakia we use this word tunneling.
Over here, na Slovensku my tu tak tunelujeme.
Where you have a really good business, but you're siphoning money out through the back door.
Že máme veľmi dobrý obchod, ale ešte vytúcavame peniaze.
That is what Jacob is doing to Laban's family empire. He's tunneling out the riches.
Tak vidíme, že toto isté robí Jakob tej Labanovej ríši, že tuneluje peniaze pomimo.
And he creates this great, you know, lamb breeding program, which he just steals everything.
Si úplne vymyslí taký dobrý systém na kradnutie tých malých telia, či čo sú to?
And in verse 43 it says this.
A vo verši 33 to hovorí toto.
It says, in this way the man grew exceedingly prosperous and came to his own large flocks and female and male servants and camels and donkeys. This guy's rich.
A že takýmto spôsobom sa tento muž stal veľmi bohatým a mal veľa všetkého toho.
He's rich.
Je bohatý.
He gained the whole world.
Získal celý svet.
He became someone.
Stal sa niekým.
By stealing, right?
Ale ukradol.
By being Jacob.
tým, že bol Jakob.
By being the heel catcher, by being the thief.
Že bol tým chytačom pety a zlodej.
We're going to look at the next chapter. Sorry,
pozrieme sa na ďalšiu kapitolu, toto je tak rýchlo.
Jacob's got an exit plan.
A teraz Jakub už má ten plán od východu, núzový východ.
It's inspired by the Lord actually, so it's a good exit plan.
Je to tak, že inšpirované Bohom, takže to dobrý núdzový východ.
In verse 3 we see that the Lord came to Jacob and he says, go back to the land of your fathers.
Vidíme, že Boh prichádza k Jakobovi a hovorí, že choď naspäť do zeme svojich otcov.
And I'm going to be with you.
A ja budem s tebou.
Now, we see that Jacob, because of the kind of guy that he is, he leaves not in good standing.
A vidíme, že práve preto, akým Jakob je mužom, tak neodchádza v dobrom.
He just jets out of town without telling Laban and taking all of his stuff.
On proste sa len uchytí a odíde a nerozlúči sa s Labanom, zoberie všetky svoje veci.
All right. And Laban hears about it 3 days later and takes a bunch of his people, a little standing army, and goes after Jacob.
A Laban sa o tom dopočuje o 3 dni neskôr a zoberie tú svoju stráž a idú za ním.
And Laban, we see in verse 23, he's chasing after Jacob for 7 days.
A 7 dní ho naháňa.
And I can imagine Laban's getting angrier each day as it goes.
A keď si viem predstaviť, že Laban každým dňom je naštvatejší.
I'm gonna cut that guy's throat when I get him.
Ja ho určite podržím, keď ho nájdem.
I'm gonna take everything back that he took from me.
Ja si zoberiem všetko naspäť, čo mi zobral.
You know, and he gets to him.
A dostane sa k nemu.
And fortunately the Lord steps in and
našťastie pán do toho vstúpi.
And tells Laban in a dream, you know, don't mess with this guy Jacob.
A povie mu vo sne, že nebabri sa s týmto Jakobom.
But Laban confronts Jacob.
Ale Laban mu povie.
Says, what have you done to me?
Povie mu, že čo si mi to urobil?
You've deceived me, you've tricked me.
Ty si ma podviedol, ty si ma zase oklamal.
You've taken my, you know, my daughters and my grandkids away like they're captives in war.
Ty si zobral moje dcery, moje vnúčatá odo mňa, ako keby boli zajaci vo vojne.
You know, I would have sent you out with, you know, with a band and with a party.
Ja by som ťa prepustil s oslavou a urobil by som ti party.
You did a stupid, foolish thing.
Ty si urobil sprostú vec.
You know, you're being immature, Jacob.
Bývaš, si strašne nezrelý, Jakob.
You know, and I think we've all had those experiences, right?
A viem, že my sme všetci mali takú skúsenosť.
Where, you know, you could have done the thing the right way.
Že mohli sme niečo urobiť dobre.
But you're just too immature to do it that way.
Strašne nezrelý a rovne robíme to tak.
You know, I'm not asking you to confess. I think we've all got it.
Neviem, pýtaj, aby ste toto vyznali, ale...
You know, and that's what happens.
A to je presne tak sa to stáva.
So you and basically in the end of that chapter they part ways.
A na konci tej kapitoly sa rozídu.
They part ways and Jacob's on his way home.
Rozídu sa akoby na svojej ceste domov.
Now we're getting to the good part.
A teraz ideme do tej dobrej časti.
Sorry. It's taken a while.
Tak to trochu trvalo, ale už sme tam.
All right. So tak. Jacob's coming to the end of his journey.
Tak už teraz Jakob sa dostáva na koniec svojej cesty.
And maybe he's done what a lot of us have done.
A možno urobil to, čo veľa z nás už robilo.
Where he's wasted his life.
Kde úplne premárnil svoj život, premrhol.
He spent 20 years of his life burning every good relationship he could.
20 rokov proste pálil dobré vzťahy, ktoré mal.
He's got a father-in-law who was trying to hunt him down. He's got a brother who wants to kill him.
Má svokra, ktorý ho naháňa, brata, ktorý ho chce zabiť.
And he's in the middle.
A on je v strede.
He can't go back.
Nemôže ísť nazad.
He can't go forward.
Nemôže ísť dopredu.
This guy's got nowhere to go.
A nemá kde ísť.
And he's got two wives and two handmaids and a bunch of kids and a lot of chaos, a lot of dysfunctionality.
A dve ženy a dve služky, ktoré sa hádajú a je tam veľa takej nefunkčnosti.
And in Genesis chapter 32, well actually, yeah, we'll skip through this. Basically, that was him getting angry.
Toto preskáčime, to bolo on sa akože hneval, sa rozhnevával, a toto je Genesis 32,
32, 42, 42. Okay. In Genesis 32, we see that God shows up.
V Genesis 32 vidíme, že Boh sa ukáže.
God shows up and
Boh príde a
and Jacob is really scared.
A Jakob sa strašne bojí.
Because he's at this point where he's trying to go home.
Je v tom bode, že chce ísť veľmi domov.
And he's sending messengers out to let his family know that he's coming home.
A posiela to vyslancov, hovorí, aby im dal vedieť tej rodine, že už idem domov.
And his messengers come back and say, well, your brother heard that you're coming home and he's coming out to meet you.
A títo poslovia sa vracajú s tým, že tvoj brat počul, že ideš domov a on ťa vyšiel, aby ťa privítal.
And he's bringing 400 guys with him.
A ešte aj so 400 mužmi ťa ide sa privítať.
You know, and they're not here to hug you.
Oni neprichádzajú, aby ťa objali.
All right? And we see that Jacob is full of fear.
A vidíme, že Jakob je strašne naplnený strachom.
He's at his breaking point.
Už je na rozpade.
His life is done.
Jeho život je už skončený.
You know, and he does the best thing he could ever do.
A robí tú najlepšiu vec, ako môže spraviť.
Says he prayed.
Išiel sa modliť.
And he humbles himself before the Lord.
A poníži sa pred Pánom.
And I'll just read it. We don't have it up on the board.
A on to iba prečíta, nemáme to tu na tomto, poviem iba verše.
This is verses 9 through 12.
Od 9 po 12.
And then Jacob prayed, O God, my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, O Lord who said to me, go to your country and your relatives and I will make you prosper. I am unworthy of all the kindness and faithfulness you have shown your servant. I had only my staff when I crossed the Jordan, but now I've become two groups, two camps. Save me, I pray, from the hand of my brother Esau, for I am afraid he will come and attack me and also the mothers and their children. But you have said, I will surely make you prosper and I will make your descendants like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted. Okay. Jacob begs God, right?
Jakob prosí Boha.
Okay. And what Jacob does from now, he that night he sends everything he owns across the river.
A teraz všetko, čo má, pošle cez Jordán.
And he sends them towards the direction of his brother Esau.
Pošle ich tým smerom, ako keby ku tomu bratovi Ezavovi.
And he is in this camp alone by himself.
On je v tomto tábore sám úplne, čo stal?
He's spending night by himself. All that he owns is pushed away.
A všetko, čo vlastní, už poslal ďalej, on je sám.
And you gotta think, what is going on through this guy's head?
A teraz, čo si asi myslí si?
What an idiot he's gotta feel like right now.
On si musí pripadať ako totálny idiot.
You know, how does he feel like, I've just wasted my life.
Musí si pripadať, že úplne som spremrhal svoj život.
You know, I've done nothing profitable with my life.
Ja som nič dobré so svojím životom neurobil.
And now me and my whole family are going to die.
A teraz ja a moja rodina ideme zomrieť.
You know, how terrible would he feel?
Ako hrozne sa musel cítiť.
And we see that God shows up.
A vidíme, že Boh sa ukáže.
And Danke, would you read these verses? Verses 22 to 32.
32, 22 až 32.
And we're going to see that Jacob's journey ends with a fight.
A zase vidíme, že jeho cesta výprava končí zase bojom.
Okay.
A vstal tej noci a vzal obe svoje ženy, aj obe svoje dievky i svojich 11 detí a prešiel cez brod Jaboka. A vzal ich a prepravil ich cez ten potok a prepravil všetko, čo mal. A Jakob zostal samotný. A zápasil tam s ním nejaký muž, až dovtedy, keď vychádza zora. A vidiac, že ho nepremôže, dotkol sa klbu jeho bedra a tak sa vyšinul klb bedra Jakobovho, keď s ním zápasil. A riekol, pustíme, lebo už vychádza rana zora. Ale on povedal, nepustím ťa, len ak ma požehnáš. A riekol mu, čo je tvoje meno? A on povedal, Jakob. A riekol, nebude sa viacej nazývať tvoje meno iba Jakob, ale aj Izrael. Lebo si sa kniežacky boril s Bohom i s ľuďmi a premohol si. A Jakob sa pýtal a povedal, oznám mi, prosím, svoje meno. Ale on riekol, prečo sa pýtaš na moje meno? A požehnal ho tam. A Jakob nazval meno toho miesta Peniel, lebo vraj, tu som videl Boha tvárov v tvár a predsa je od záhuby vytrhnutá moja duša. A slnce mu vyšlo, ako prešiel Peniel, ale kulhal na svoje bedro. Preto nejedia synovia Izraelovi sily, žily stehna, ktorá je na klbe bedra, až do tohto dňa, aby, pretože sa rušivo dotkol klbe bedra Jakobovho, žily stehna.
I love this story.
My túto milujem, tento príbeh.
Because it so typifies all of us, especially me.
Lebo to úplne je taký typické pre mňa, pre tento príbeh.
Where you've been fighting against God your whole life.
Celý život bojoval s Bohom.
Trying to make something of yourself.
Celý život ste vybojovali s Bohom a snažili ste sa niečo zo seba urobiť.
Trying to be someone important.
Niekto stať sa niekým dôležitým.
Trying to gain the whole world.
Získať celý svet.
You know, and it gets to this point where it's just you and God.
A dostáva sa to do bodu, keď už je to len, ste to len vy a Boh.
Where nothing else matters.
Už na ničom inom nezáleží.
And we see that they don't have a conversation, they have a wrestling match, right?
A vidíme, že nemajú žiaden rozhovor, ale sa pobijú.
And that's just the, let's say, the visual representation of what he'd been doing his whole life.
A to je taká viditeľná ukážka toho, čo robil celý život.
And you know, Jacob was, you know, he knows that he's just a complete mess.
A on vidí, že on je proste totálny bordel.
And God has grabbed a hold of him, literally.
Ale Boh sa ho úplne, že uchopil, doslovne.
Right, and they're fighting it out all night long.
A celú noc bojujú.
You know, and what does Jacob do?
A čo robí Jakob?
He's like, you know, the guy's like, God's like, I gotta go.
Boh hovorí, že ja už musím ísť.
And Jacob's like, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
Ja ťa nenechám odísť, až kým ma nepožehnáš.
I will not give up until you bless me, God.
Ja sa nevzdám, až ma nepožehnáš, Boh.
I've been trying to bless myself my whole life and it doesn't work. I need you.
Ja som sa snažil požehnať sám seba celý život, ale už to nefunguje to. Potrebujem teba, aby si ma pomôžeš.
Bless me, Lord. I need it.
Požehnaj ma, Pane, potrebujem to.
And we see that it gets to this point where, you know, it says, and Jacob says, what's your name?
A dostane sa do Bohu, keď sa ho Boh pýta, čo ako sa voláš?
You know, actually God says that first, excuse me.
Boh to hovorí.
And Jacob says, Jacob.
A Jakob povie, Jakob.
And God says, let's change your name.
A Boh povie, zmeníme ti meno.
Says, you will no longer be called Jacob, but Israel.
Už sa nebudeš volať Jakob, ale Izrael.
Because you struggled with God, you struggled with me.
Lebo si sa so mnou zápasil.
And you won.
A si vyhral.
You know, you've come out of it alive.
Si vyšiel z toho živý.
Okay. Remember Jacob means deceiver or heel catcher or liar.
Vieme, že to znamená, že podvodník, ten, čo chytá petu a klamár.
Israel means one who struggles with God or, okay.
A Izrael znamená ten, čo zápasí s Bohom.
Or one who is governed by God or a prince of God.
Alebo ten, ktorý je ovládaný Bohom, ten princ Boží.
You know, up until this point, Jacob has just been a big liar.
A do tohto bodu Jakob je len veľký klamár.
But now he's a prince of the king.
Ale teraz je princom kráľa.
Now he is governed and led and ruled by the king.
Teraz je ovládaný a vedený Bohom.
And you will see through scriptures whenever God changes a man's name, he changes his destiny.
A vidíme, že vždy, keď Boh zmení niečie meno, zmení jeho osud.
That man or woman are never the same.
A potom už po tí ľudia nikdy nie sú tak istí.
And Jacob knows what's going on here.
A Jakob vie, čo, o čo tu ide.
And he calls the place Peniel.
A nazve to miesto Peniel.
Which basically means the face of God.
Čo znamená tvár Božia.
Because I've seen the face of God and I lived.
Lebo ja som videl Božiu tvár a som nezomrel.
You know, he knew that he had met God face to face.
On videl, že stretol Boha tvárou tvár.
And God let him live.
A Boh ho nechal prežiť.
And he's going to respond to this.
A teraz na to bude reagovať.
We're just going to go very quickly because of time.
Teraz kvôli času to rýchlo prejdeme.
Next slide. Finding God.
Hľadanie Boha, nájdenie Boha.
Or probably more appropriate, God finding Jacob.
Alebo ešte lepšie, Boh nachádza Jakoba.
If you would read through this chapter, you see that Jacob, he'll go and he'll meet his brother head on.
A teraz vidíme, že Jakob ide a stretne sa s tým bratom v tvár o tvár.
This guy who would have done it before in the most, you know, like tricky, lying, immature way.
A vidíme, že tak že tento, ktorý Jakub, ktorý by to urobil tak, že by podviedol, nejak by to tam vyhral.
Kind of speculant way.
Nejak by to nejak by zašpekuloval, nejak by to sa snažil uhrať.
He faces his fears.
A on sa vlastne stretne so svojím strachom.
He faces his failures.
On čelí svojim zlyhaniam.
And he goes and he meets his brother.
A ide a stretne sa s tým bratom.
And God does a miracle.
A Boh robí zázrak.
Esau opens his arms.
A Esau otvorí svoj náruč.
He says, come here, brother.
A hovorí, že poď sem, brat.
You know, and he says like, all those offenses, it's not a problem.
A všetko to, čo si mi urobil, to už nie je problém.
You found favor and grace in my eyes.
A ty si našiel milosť a niečo v mojich očiach.
God can do amazing things.
Boh môže robiť úžasné veci.
God does amazing things for his kids.
Boh robí úžasné veci pre svoje deti.
God does things that we couldn't imagine.
Boh robí také veci, čo si nevieme ani predstaviť.
God can rebuild the bridges that we've burned.
Boh môže znova postaviť tie mosty, ktoré sme popálili.
And at the end of that chapter, verses 18 and 20, we see something very significant.
A na konci tej kapitoly, verš 18-19, vidíme niečo veľmi, veľmi dôležité.
Can you read it?
Yes. 18 to 20. Vtedy povieš, tvojho služobníkov Jakobov je to dar, poslaný môjmu pánovi Ezavovi. Are you sure?
33, I'm sorry.
It's written over there.
Oh, okay. Sorry, 33.
Okay, 33.
Nothing too significant in 32, 18 to 20, but...
33,
it's just up here on the board.
A tak prišiel Jakob bez nehody a v pokoji k mestu Sichemu, ktoré je v zemi Kanána, keď bol prišiel z Padana Rama a taboril pred mestom a kúpil diel pola, na ktorom bol roztiahol svoj stan. Z ruky synov Chamora, syna Sichemovho, za 100 kesít. A postavil tam oltár, ktorý nazval El Elohe Izrael, okay. Čo znamená silný Boh, Boh Izraelov.
All right. Good, you stole my fire there. The Slovak translation is better.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, he gets home to where he's going to settle down.
A po podstate proste príde domov tam, kde sa ide usadiť.
Sets up an altar.
Postaví oltár.
And he gives this altar a special name.
A dá tomu oltáru špeciálny názov.
El Elohe Izrael.
El Elohe Izrael.
God, the God of Israel. Or God, the, what was it in Slovak? The mighty God of Israel?
Silný Boh, Boh Izraelov.
Who is Israel?
Kto je Izrael?
He is.
On je. Right?
Before it was always the God of my father or the God of Abraham.
Predtým to bol vždycky Boh môjho otca alebo Boh. Abrahama.
This is the first place where we see him fully claiming God.
A toto je prvý krát, keď vidíme, že on nám úplne vyznáva Boha.
God, the mighty God of Israel.
Boh, mocný Boh Izraelov.
We're going to end like this.
Skončíme takto.
Couple questions.
Pár otázok.
How many of us have been living like Jacobs?
Koľko z vás žilo ako Jakob?
When God has called us to live like Israel.
Keď nás Boh povolal, aby sme žili ako Izrael.
How many of you are wrestling with God?
Koľko z nás zápasí s Bohom?
You're doing things your own way.
Robíme veci svojím vlastným spôsobom.
When will we get to this point?
Kedy sa dostaneme do tohto bodu?
Where we can cry out to God.
Keď môžeme volať Bohu.
And say, God, the God of Patrick.
Boh Patrikov.
Or God, the God of Aki.
Boh Akiho.
Or God, the God of Eric.
Boh Eriko.
Where you can just say before him, you are mine and I am yours.
Keď môžeš pred ním povedať, ty si môj, ja som tvoj.
That I don't need to gain the whole world.
Ja nepotrebujem získať celý svet.
That I can lose it all.
A keď môžem všetko stratiť.
And gain everything.
A tým získať všetko.
Because I gain in you.
Lebo som získal teba.
And that's where we're going to end.
A tak toto skončíme.
Let's just do this. We're going to just pray.
Teraz sa pôjdeme modliť.
And then we're going to just have a great time of fellowship.
A pôjdeme mať spoločenstvo.
We got a bunch of food in the back. We'll bring it out. And just to get to know each other. We got some visitors from Calvary Chapel Vienna in the back. The guys, the men in the back.
Tí muži vzadu sú návštevníci z Calvary Chapel Viedeň. Tí štyria.
So they're it's like let's consider a sister church of our church, okay?
To je sesterský zbor nášho zboru.
Okay. And get to know these guys. Get to know each other. Love
Poznáte
one another.
Sa.
Okay.
Majte sa radi.
Also, as you meet with each other, if you hear about some need, just stop and pray for one another immediately.
Keď sa rozprávate a počujete nejakú potrebu, tak sa zastavte a pomodlite sa hneď.
Let's be a body.
Buďme telo.
Let's serve one another.
Služme si navzájom.
It's not about a couple of us doing everything. It's the body serving the body. So serve one another.
To nie je len o tom, že pár ľudí tu niečo robí, ale buďme všetci robme niečo.
Let's pray.
Pomodlíme sa.
Jesus, we thank you that you offer us so much more than we can gather in our own hands.
Pane Ježiši, ďakujem ti, že ty nám dávaš o to oveľa viac, ako my môžeme vlastnými rukami zozbierať.
Lord, we just thank you that you first loved us even when we were like Jacob.
Ďakujem ti, že ty si nás prvý miloval, ešte keď sme boli ako Jakob.
Lord, help us to respond to your love.
Ďakujem, proste pomôž nám reagovať na teba správne.
Help us to have the mark of your discipleship, to be those who love one another.
Prosím ťa, daj nám milosť mať ten znak učeníkov, ktorí sa majú radi.
Lord, do in us what we cannot do in ourselves.
Pane, urob v nás to, čo my nemôžeme sami v nás urobiť.
Lord, we are totally weak.
Lebo my sme úplne slabí.
Lord, but you say that in our weakness your power is demonstrated.
A ty si povedal, že v našej slabosti tvoja moc je demonstrovaná.
Lord, so we want to see you work.
My ťa chceme vidieť pracovať.
We want to see you work in our hearts, in this church, in this city.
Chceme ťa vidieť pracovať v našich srdciach, v tomto zbore, v tomto meste.
And we want to give you all the glory for it.
A chceme ti, tebe dať všetku slávu.
Lord, so get started, we want to watch.
My ťa chceme sledovať.
We love you, Lord.
Máme ťa rádi.
In your great name.
V tvojom veľkom mene.
Amen.
Amen.
Have fun.
Zabávajte.